This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the income and wealth inequality we have in this country, and we've got plenty, it's nothing compared to England of a century or so ago, the world of the upper classes and those in what was then called domestic service. Lucy Lethbridge is the author of a new book. It's called Servants, A Downstairs View of 20th Century Britain. Lucy, it's good to have you with us.
Hello.
There is a great temptation, certainly in this country, because we've all seen Downton Abbey and you know, watched all three seasons or whatever it is, of thinking it's all about the great estates. But you write that it was common in single-family homes. They would have a teenage girl running up and down the stairs constantly, fetching water and whatever. It was not just the great landed gentry, was it?
No, certainly not. I think that the great estates, as it were, sort of set the social template for the classes as they went down the scale. The famous report on the poor by Rowntree in 1900 drew the line between the poor and the very poor as those who didn't have servants.
Wow.
So even the as it were, the sort of upper working classes could afford a girl.
And then in some of the big estates, even the upper tier of servants had servants tending to them. Did I read that someplace in this book?
Yes. I mean, in the biggest estates, you learnt your trade as a servant by serving the upper servants. One old lady that I interviewed who'd worked at Woburn Abbey between the wars, she worked there for 3 years and she never, ever left the servants' quarters. She spent all her time being the maid to the housekeeper.
Could you make a decent living in domestic service? I mean, you were never going to get rich, but could you put money away and save and spend on nice things every now and then?
Well, upper servants could earn very well. So a butler could earn about the same as, say, a provincial bank manager.
Hmm.
And tips, if you were a butler.
Really?
Or
they got tipped?
Yes.
Wow.
Do tremendously, and they still do.
You must watch Downton Abbey and either shake your head or say, that's not the way it was.
Well, I was trying to pinpoint to myself, on my way here, in fact, that what exactly the appeal of Downton Abbey is. And I think it's partly that I think it is very comforting to see people in positions of social certainty. And Julian Fellowes has caught the servants' hall particularly well.
Mm.
You know, people wanting to escape, wanting to move on, people not wanting to move on, like Carson the butler, who wants everything to remain the same. I think that's been cleverly done.
Well, Lucy, thanks very much.
It was a pleasure.
Lucy Lethbridge, her book is called Servants.